Yeah, well, no, like I think pawn shops, if I remember rightly, they came years and years ago from Italy. You know, the Medici family used to lend things, money, and I suppose, and interest, things like that. And that's where the pawn shop came from. And outside their shop used to be the gold balls, you see. Yeah. And so the pawn shops then, they always had the balls outside their door. Now, people might think that they were an awful thing, it was bad management that people used them. But to me, they were very essential because they weren't as expensive as money lenders. And it's easy to talk now when we have full and plenty and good things, but in the past, like, things would be very bad, and it would mean, through no fault of their own, women didn't go to pubs or drink, you know, they just done their home and tried to manage their money. But at that time, you see, there was kind of no good jobs, and you'd have an awful period of slackage, with the result that you could be going fine with your husband for a while. Next, he's put off in slackage. And when you were put off in slackage, then you wouldn't get no dole for the first week, you see. And so that meant you would turn right back. Now, somehow or other, it was always nearly coming on Christmas, and the builders would be, you know, put on slackage. Well, then the money in the dole that time would be very, very small altogether. And the result, if they in the family, that they, you know, they'd have to have money. And everything would have to, anything that could be pawned, and if they were bad. No, some women would be naturally bad managers.
Yeah.
And it would be a way of life for them. And they'd be going to the pawn, like, and they'd every Monday morning, and it was a way of life, and they didn't care. But they'd be then the poor old creature, that when her husband really had nothing, and she'd have to go, she'd be ashamed to go. And she would go outside, and she would be looking up down to see what she know anybody,
yes, yeah.
Because there was a sense of shame in going into it.
Yeah.
Now, you had where I lived, there was about 3 pawns in the vicinities now, you know, because they were very, very popular. And for instance, now, like, things would be very bad, and Monday morning, then you go into this kind of a rush. Monday morning would be the main morning, you see, because the most important thing always to pawn was the man's suit that was very popular. So you had to have his suit for Sunday, going to mass. But the minute he went to work then, you could take it. And you'd get maybe 30 shillings on it, you see?
Yeah.
And then, like, then you'd pray during the week that there wouldn't be a funeral. Because, you see, he'd want his suit for the funeral. Now, in fairness, they didn't go that time. But, you see, the funerals were very essential because they were getting all a few drinks and, you know, nothing, everything like that. It was a case of dressing up and going to the funeral.
Did the men usually